We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joined on this Monday, April 5th by Luis Pacheco to talk about Tuesday's Champions League slate. Atletico Madrid no longer in the Champions League, so we've apparently moved on to an Atlanta United shirt for the podcast. Apologies for those who are listening on the audio version and can't see that very stellar Atlanta United shirt on Luis.
Aren't we talking about the CONCACAF Champions slate, I thought?
That's right, CONCACAF Champions slate. Yes, yes.
No, it's just, you know, Atletico is, I mean, we're running out of gasoline, so we lost against Sevilla, and, you know, it's getting closer to La Liga, so I'm hoping that I can reverse the funk.
There you go. Is that a player jersey, or is it no team, no name on the back?
No, there's no name on the back. I think this is like a training jersey from last season or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. Whenever they are on sales for like $20, I buy some of them. So, you know,
makes sense.
I do have the player edition, but it's too big for me now. But
well, that's nice. Always good to have stuff
nice.
That's too
it's
big for
problems.
You.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about the UEFA Champions League. Tuesday's slate, Man City, big favorite at home, sort of at home in Sevilla, speaking of Sevilla, against Dortmund. And then Real Madrid, slight home underdogs. They are actually at home against Liverpool. We were just talking before I started recording that the pricing's actually not that bad. At least if you want to, like, play people that you want to play.
It's not that bad. So Chelsea and Man City are going to play in Spain now that they don't play against Atletico. This is amazing. The joke writes itself. The joke writes itself. Anyhow, we still got killed no matter what. So
still not
all right,
fair,
so
though.
Yeah, it's, it feels that, you know, Manchester City is like a machine. And Dortmund play actually decent against Eintracht Frankfurt, but they still lost. And, we'll see what happened against Man City. I mean, Man City probably going to dominate possession, right? And maybe Haaland. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, you cut out there for a second. You think Haaland scores?
Fine, or... Yeah, I think, well, I don't think Haaland scores, but at least the price is reasonable.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, if we're going to talk about forwards, I mean, I don't know what Man City is going to play. But I think that, you know, I mean, you might want Gabriel Jesus or Sterling. I mean, they're all well priced. Man, I'm not sure if I can do Aguero. Aguero feels like he's kind of out, so he's not going to finish the game. Or Bernardo Silva, but, you know, I can be behind Sterling and Jesus. I mean, Haaland seems as good as the rest. I mean, it's just, you know, like, with Haaland is that, you know, even in a bad matchup for him, he still have two, three opportunities to score. You know, he scored against Bayern. He hasn't scored in three matches. And, you know, like, is the circus around his signing next season? So,
I think what
you
I
know,
like
good,
about
good exposure.
Haaland,
yeah.
What I like about Haaland in the Champions League is that even if he only gets like two or three chances, he scores every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very effective. He's very effective. So, and, you know, for that price and consider the rest of the forward, I mean, why not? Like, I mean, I can see Mahrez at 8,600, but Mahrez is, I mean, not going to give you a goal. Then Salah or Jota. I mean, Jota is scoring a lot. Real Madrid without Sergio Ramos, not the same.
Yeah.
But it's still Real Madrid, so, you know.
Yeah,
still
I think,
the evil empire.
Yeah, so I was going through them all, and I think if you knew he was playing 90 minutes, and we almost know he's not going to play 90 minutes, but if you knew you were getting 90 minutes out of Sergio Aguero, I think you'd play him.
Yeah.
But we obviously don't know that. I think Mahrez is a little too expensive if you're trying to play De Bruyne also, and I assume everybody's going to try to play De Bruyne. So yeah, that started making me look at guys like Haaland, and Jota kind of jumped out at me because he's just a little cheaper than Salah, but I kind of like both Jota and Salah. I'm just not sure I can fit one or both with the other guys that I want to play in at the other positions. So it's like, I don't know, forward's kind of weird because the pay down options like aren't great. Like if you, I understand if somebody pays 5,700 for Bernardo Silva. I think Asensio has just as much chance of playing 90 as Aguero. And so you can just kind of take whichever one you think scores when they're on. But I don't know. It's weird. It's like the pricing isn't that tight. And yet you can't just play anyone you want because you're paying so much for De Bruyne. So you're kind of in that middle range. I don't know. I keep going back and forth, but it all of them come back to like, maybe why don't I just play Haaland?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, it's like at that point, it's like, I feel for what you're saying. It's like, hey, should we just, you know, fill the rest of a lineup and leave the second forward open and whatever plays. I mean, UEFA has Bernardo Silva and Foden. I don't believe that. I don't think that's going to happen, but who knows, right? So
yeah.
I don't know what Pep is going to do. I obviously don't know what Dortmund is going to do. Dortmund can go with a one central midfielder just with the hood because they're going to get destroyed. So it is the truth. So, you know, sure. It's not the same against, I mean, Eintracht Frankfurt just killed them at the counter. I mean, not that Manchester City would never counter, but, you know, if you don't put more people in the middle, like, if you remember the Sevilla game in Germany, I mean, Sevilla dominated the game and they were close. And if not because, you know, I mean, it's not the same having Kevin De Bruyne and Aguero than the Sevilla guys, but, you know, we'll see. So I think, yeah, I mean, like, if I have the money to get to Haaland, I will definitely play him. So I feel that you might be better off playing Ederson for what he feels, but, you know, I don't know. Goalie seems like a complicated thing. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll get that one.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like Sterling seems like he's the odd man out now, which is kind of weird, but,
yeah,
I don't know. I think you can make an argument for any of the Man City guys up front. But Haaland and Jota or Haaland and Salah at least like jumped out at me at first. I kind of also always love Benzema. I never play him in cash, but I mean, nobody else scores for Real Madrid. And so if they're going to score, it's going to be him.
Yeah. I think I'm just keep talking about Salah. If they're going to play Marcelo, you might think, well, you know, Marcelo with Salah, they're probably going to play Ferland Mendy as the third center back. So he's going to cover Salah, and he's a good defender. So, I mean, you can see a point to maybe play Salah. I feel that if Manchester City goes Mahrez against Guerrero and Sterling against whoever's going to play in the right back, which I guess is going to be Emre Can. Or Mateus Morey, right? So I don't know. Those mismatches you might be better off, but you gotta pay for them. So
yeah, Well, Sterling's actually decent. I mean, 7,100 is pretty good if he gets the call there.
And I think Gabriel Jesus is gonna start, so you can play him too. So I mean, I don't know what UEFA is smoking on these slates, but sometimes they're good, sometimes I don't think that's pretty good. So anyhow, we'll see. So it's like Kevin De Bruyne. I like Toni Kroos for this late. You need the money, that's it. I mean, if you need the money, you have Rodrigo Busquets. So, well, a little bit better than Busquets, actually. I mean, but he's kind of weird. It's like I see his logs, and he seems to score between 4 and 7 points every match. So. If he's dominated, I mean, everything else just doesn't look good to me. I mean, you can say, Casemiro 6,000 is too much.
It's crazy.
He's the header guy now that Ramos not there, but how much?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mystique, can I get to Real Madrid? Because even if I see the line and Real Madrid's a little bit favor, I mean, this Real Madrid team looks terrible.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. Especially a team against Liverpool, which is not going to be an easy team for them to play because, there's not much space and they don't dominate possession, so Real Madrid can run. So we'll see. So for me, it's just Kevin De Bruyne. I mean, they have Phil Foden. I guess you will play Phil Foden if he starts. I'm not sure, though. Obviously, there's Gundogan.
I'm just going to keep baiting him.
Gundogan at 7,000 is just too much. I mean, for me, it feels a lot.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I'm not sure what the price is that I play Gundogan, but thankfully 7,000 is not it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could play 4 or 5 defenders this late, but, it is what it is. So.
I think I'm just hoping we get a gift like Ferran Torres or something like that.
Yeah, it would be good. We can get one of those. That'd be great.
But the midfield pool.
Ferran Torres would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, like, are you going to play Gio Reyna at 4,000? It's like one of those that, you get the salary savings. I mean, I don't even think he starts, but you get the salary savings, but it's almost like you're taking up a spot of a guy, why are you playing him?
Yeah. I don't know. I think, as you say, Ferran Torres will be great. If not, I'm probably going to go Cruz and De Bruyne. I mean,
Yeah, I assume everybody goes. Cruz, everybody in cash goes there right away. De Bruyne and Cruz.
Yeah, it just makes no sense to go anywhere else.
Right.
I mean, I see a point for GPP to spend a forward, maybe go cheap at midfielder, which, you know, Rodrigo or Fernandinho, you know, those guys seems to be okay, but, you know, like, why?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just not much upside.
Yeah, like, this is one of the slates that we need a Lucas Vázquez at midfielder, but, you know, now he's defender, so.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's just nobody in midfield after Cruz. Like, really, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what's...
It's Cruz, yeah, and a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I don't know if Urena is going to play, but I won't play him. I mean, you can make a case for Henry Chan.
Right, he's a defender, back,
but...
though.
Oh, is he a defender?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 2,500 as a right back. Sorry. Yeah, well, that's not bad, hey, I guess. But defender is like so many good plays at the a decent range, so.
But everybody plays TAA. That way?
Yeah. I really play TAA. I believe, I mean, it will be TAA a lot, and I believe Real Madrid fullbacks will be interesting. I mean, Lucas Vázquez will be decent price. Real Madrid plays at home, and, you know, it's not... I mean, Liverpool will probably try to counter as they do in Atalanta, or when they go on those teams, you know, try to use the speed. And if they score a goal, as we have, it's possible. I'm sure Real Madrid is going to do the cross rein they usually do. So, yeah, they have size. So, you know, Casemiro and the center back. So, you know, I like Lucas Vázquez at that price. I mean, you can.
I definitely play him over Marcelo.
Yeah. Yeah, but Marcelo is just a wild card, right? You know, I love to play Marcelo, especially I think in a three at the back, Marcelo will give. I mean, it will be last party of Marcelo. So Marcelo is just a player that is amazing. At his age, still is amazing. So he just can't defend, you know. But as a he having Mendy in the back helping him, he's gonna get trouble, especially to that left side with Thiago or Wijnaldum. So. No. Yeah, I like Marcelo, especially for the price, but I can see playing a TAA, Lucas Vázquez, maybe Guerreiro if you want, or you can go Henry Chan. I mean, Robertson seems okay too, but I won't play Robertson. I feel that, you know, Robertson seems to be a little bit more conservative these days, so yeah. I'd rather gamble with Guerreiro.
Yeah, it's pretty much all set pieces are his crosses. Like, he's not crossing as much in open play.
Yeah. And also Guerreiro took the corners this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. And also, you know, this is a showcase game for Man City. So, you know, Man City is looking for a left back. Rafael Guerreiro is perfect. So, you know, hey, maybe he tries hard.
I think if you play Marcelo, you should 100% play Benzema too.
Sure.
Just hope that Salah scores early.
I will play Marcelo.
Early.
I mean... Yeah.
Salah scores early, and then Marcelo just starts bombing crosses in, and hopefully Benzema gets on the end of one.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get one of those, Marcelo, definitely. I mean, well, Benzema is expensive, but I can see Marcelo, if he plays, you know, if there's a three in the back, mm-hmm. I mean, Marcelo should get to double digit, I think, so.
Should.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, you can always, you know, go all the way back down to Henry Chan, which is not a bad play.
I think plenty of people will play Chan.
Yeah, I think so. There's Cancelo always, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Cancelo, Robertson, Guerreiro, or Marcelo. I mean, for the price, it seems that Guerreiro is the best, but, you know, how much of the ball is going to Dermot going to have? So it just feels that if you're banking on set pieces, you're not going to have them. The crosses are going to come from 50 yards from the box because, you know, that's what we expect, right? We expect Man City to dominate and Dortmund to try to get Haaland out in speed. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it feels that, hey, you know, I just got a hat-trick for Guerreiro right there, but, you know, I won't play him. I think that might be better go Alexander, TAA, Lucas Vazquez, and Robertson maybe will be the most conservative, more cash friendly. I would play Marcelo because he plays at home, but Marcelo is 1,000 more than Robertson, so that you might need 1,000 somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
I just don't see the way that you have money left over for Ederson.
No, if you go expensive forward, I mean, you have to play the cheapest goalie, which is Alisson, I think. I don't know which one it is. So
no, it's Hitz, the Dortmund guy.
Oh, Hitz, yeah, the Dortmund guy. Yeah, whoever you can afford.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
I haven't even checked the price. It's just goalie. I rarely check goalie because it is what it is, right?
Right, you're either so paying up or you're paying down. The middle range is
Alisson, yeah. I feel Alisson has a good chance of, but the difference is price, not too much. So Hitz is cheap, and then Courtois is cheaper than Alisson. I like Courtois at home, if you can get to Ederson. Definitely Hitz might get a lot of shots, you never know.
The thing is, if I play him, they'll score 4 goals on 4 shots on target, and so he'll have no saves and it won't even matter.
Yeah, that's it. That's the truth. Well, Hitz, I mean, at least it's a different, like, we got 1,000 over the almost 1,000 with Courtois, so
yeah.
Hey, you can totally do that. Let's see, we do this. Yeah, I'm just trying to see what can I do a forward with. I had this money, so yeah, there's not much I can do.
Yeah, Haaland and another higher price one is not so. I mean, you can get a number of guys, but I think Emery Chan opens up so much that I think a lot of people are just going to play him, and
yeah,
just obviously that means you could either play 3 defenders or. Like, we're talking about how there are a bunch of defenders we want to play, but you're using one spot on Emery Chan if you want to be able to pay up elsewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think Hitz is going to be popular just because forward is so bad at the bottom. So.
Right.
Yeah, so to try to get to a 7,000 guy, I mean, you want to play Bernardo Silva, you'd be my guess, but... It's just tough to play Bernardo Silva. I mean, I like him as a player, but, the upside is very small.
Yeah, so. Exactly. We just got to hope for Ferran Torres, that's all. That doesn't solve the forward position, but at least gives us one cheap option.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. if you guys have enjoyed the video, if you're watching on YouTube, if you could please hit the like button below. Feel free to subscribe for all the RotoWire videos. If you are listening to the audio version of this podcast, if you could please rate and review it wherever you listen. If you'd like to follow up with Luis, you can find him on Twitter at Patrigol. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew. We're also available in the RotoWire subscriber Discord. If you are not in that, just go to rotowire.com/chat to join there. If you are not a RotoWire subscriber and would like to try us out, just go to rotowire.com/YouTube or pod, P-O-D. Gets you 10 free days to the site, access to all the sports we cover, as well as that subscriber Discord chat. So definitely take advantage of that. Luis, thank you, and good luck on Tuesday.
Good luck.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.